So thank you for joining us from the second day of the 12th International Conference of INSS here in Tel Aviv. Joining us, Mr. David Albright, who is the founder and president of the Nonprofit Institute for Science and International Security in Washington, D.C. Hello, sir.
Oh, hello. Good to be here.
We're speaking about Iran after the panel that was discussing Iran and its nuclear capabilities. As an expert for Iran's nuclear activity, I want to ask you first about the recent development in this regard. A lot has been exposed recently about Iran's secret nuclear plan. Based on your sources of information and your evaluation of what Israel revealed after the Israeli Mossad obtained the Iranian nuclear archive, what can you say for sure about Iran's secret nuclear plan, how developed it is, and what do we have to worry about?
Yeah, the archive is principally about a program that existed up through about 2003. And so it traces out in great detail how they were putting together a nuclear weapons program, lots of information about nuclear weapons designs, calculations, and what Israel obtained was a fraction of the total archive that Iran keeps. And so one of the first findings is that why does Iran, committed supposedly to a peaceful nuclear program, have such an archive? It's not as if just a bunch of professors sent off their files to the university library for safe storage. This is a curated archive of highly sensitive information that on its face violates the basic strictures of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And in other cases where these kind of documents have been found or existed, those countries got rid of them. And so the first finding is Iran shouldn't have this kind of archive, and it's essentially evidence that they're not, when put it this way, I'll be diplomatic, their activities are inconsistent with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the Iran nuclear deal, their comprehensive safeguards agreement under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and the what's called the Additional Protocol. So I think that's the first finding. The other is there's a lot of particularly in the public domain, just a lack of knowledge about how serious Iran was about getting nuclear weapons. And when the international community acted decisively in 2003, combined with the U.S. invasion of Iraq, that actually derailed the Iranian plans to build nuclear weapons, at least for a time. But Iran took steps to downsize and hide much of its program, while at the same time it laid the plans to continue it, but in a smaller, more camouflaged manner. And so another kind of another lesson of today is that the archive would indicate that Iran still not only has ambitions to get nuclear weapons, but may actually have parts of its nuclear weapons program that are active today that they feel they can hide successfully. And one of the purposes that the archives can be used for is to look for information that could expose how Iran's been hiding things today.
So let's speak about today and tomorrow. And in this panel, there was a very interesting scenario discussed about the opportunity of Iran to go back to the nuclear, also secret nuclear activity, if the JCPOA is abrogated and Iran is free to do whatever it wants, unlike before. Based on your sources of information, based on what you evaluate after the period of the nuclear deal, how long do you think it will take for Iran to make the breakthrough to producing its own nuclear bomb?
I think if Iran ended its commitment to the JCPOA and to the Non-Proliferation Treaty and just went all out to build a nuclear weapon, it certainly, I would estimate, particularly with new information from the archives, that in a year they would not only be able to make enough weapon-grade uranium in a enrichment plant and turn it into a deliverable nuclear weapon. And then one of the sobering revelations of the archives is there used to be a lot of discussion, at least publicly, even by U.S. officials, that, well, once they had the weapon-grade uranium, it'd still take them a year or two more to be able to have a deliverable warhead for a missile. I think the archives would say it's much smaller period of time. And just basically a lot of the work is done. And so I think right now, if they left, it's probably within a year, they could have their first nuclear weapon. If they ramp up their enrichment program, then the amount of time will decrease. And how fast it'll decrease will depend on how many centrifuges they start to install at centrifuge plants. And so it's hard to predict. But one would expect that within a few years, it could easily be down in the level of weeks or a few months.
By the way, you say deliverable, and this also maybe refers to their efforts to develop ballistic missiles or intercontinental mm-hmm. ballistic missiles. And based on what we heard and saw a few days ago in their attempt to launch a satellite, which failed, actually, mm-hmm. Does this give us any indication about how close are they to having this capability of delivering a nuclear bomb somewhere in the future?
I think it's hard to predict. I mean, right now, the United States has laid out, 12 kind of non-negotiable demands for Iran, from no enrichment to, changing its regional behavior. I mean, it's a long list. I think it'd be hard for Iran to see a reason why it would want to have a dialogue with the United States. And I also think it's hard for the United States to think of what it's going to give up in a dialogue with Iran. It may not want to pay that price. So I think right now we're in a period of just trying to build up pressure on Iran. And the archive, again, figures into that because it allows the inspection effort to intensify and to push Iran harder to either comply or to say no. And then that would then feed into the pressure campaign if they say no, and lead to probably more sanctions and more countries joining the U.S. effort. So I think right now people are trying to pressure Iran. Now, with our president, one never knows. And he stuck to his campaign promise to walk away from the deal. But I don't think he's had much. He didn't talk much in his campaign about what would happen if Iran builds up or it walks away from the nuclear deal. I mean, his only comments are, we're going to stop him. And so what does that mean? And I think it's very hard to predict. In the case of North Korea, it meant that he was going to make statements and tweets and do things that made North Korea really worry it was going to be attacked. And they ended up in discussions. And so I would say anything is possible with this president. Let me do this. I'd say anything is possible with this president. And it could be in a year and a half, the United States is in some kind of dialogue with Iran. And we'll be worried, as in the case of North Korea, is he going to give away too much? I mean, that's really what's happened in the North Korea cases, from Trump pushing the North Koreans, scaring them about their very existence, to now, will Trump give away too much in a negotiation?
We shall have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.